up, man? We chilling tonight. Hey.
Club, fly flashy, grown classy, still turning it up. Saturday mornings, no walk of shame, we fresh up. 950 lounge, that's my guilty pleasure. I don't miss my favorite show, I put everything on hold. Work the baby, even the babysitter know. When 950, come on, don't bother. I'm locked in, 10 to 1, no problem.
On the Rod 950 Lounge, still joined by the best in the radio, and we got a special guest, somebody who's no stranger to 950. He's one of my favorite film directors. He's got a new film called Infinity that's right now playing on Tubi. It's a great film with a lot of metaphors. We'll talk about it a little bit. He's brought the star of the film with him. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to 950 Lounge with DeJuan Florisell, director, founder of Flowex Films, and Andrew from the movie Infinity. His real name is Wavy, though. Yes, what's going on, man? How y'all doing, brothers?
Can't complain. I'm here. Another day, another dollar, you know.
I'm going to start with you, Andrew, because in the film, man, certain things about this film kind of hit home, right? Mm. My father ran numbers, right? Okay. Back in the day, you know, back in the 70s, right?
Where's your brother?
Well, glad he's not here. He tested negative, but we don't need him, man. You won't be doing any films anytime soon, at least for 10 days, if he was around. But now he's doing well. But he all took right, the day. Good, we good. Told him to stay home.
I ain't trying
to catch a sniffle. But my father ran numbers in the 70s and was always the type of guy that would give back, right? So when I see the film, and obviously the first scene, I don't want to get the film away, but that first scene was so powerful, tragic, but powerful. And then watching this young guy have to find his way, go through some dire straits without me giving away the film, really was, like I said, heart-wrenching. I'm going to start with you, Wavy. Talk about putting this together as an actor. When you think about these when Juan gives you a scenario and you seem to own it the way you played this role, talk about that situation. Do you kind of have to pull something within? Or suggest, okay, here's the words, I'm just going to read it, or you own the part. Because you, from watching, you own this.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, I feel like when it comes to acting, like when you play a character that's not really like your lifestyle, or that's you definitely got to own it. So, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I see homeless people in the streets. I already know how homeless people move. It was times, I wasn't really homeless, but it was times I had problems with, you know, living place to place and things like that. So I know what it is not to, you know, have a place in, or even just to go through something negative and just like always got to keep that smile, or always just keep your hopes high, or make sure everybody else good but nobody's really checking on you and things like that. So, you know,
when you put this character together, Andrew, was it just kind of using the experiences of growing up in Brooklyn, or did you kind of maybe consult with some homeless people to kind of pull something in? But the character was so strong, man, even in his darkest hour with a dog and his a lot of scenes you got. I don't know if you planned this with the rain, but
that was fake rain. He got money now.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah,
nah, that was a fake.
Don't be embarrassed. Oh,
Juan's come a long way. I'm proud of him. But did you try? No, did you find other resources to pull for this project, or you just kind of utilized?
Yeah, no, I just tapped in, and just being from Brooklyn, just going by what I see.
Yeah.
From even when I was younger, being chased by like homeless people, like me and my friends used to get like we got this block called Bum Alley. Actually, one of the scenes we shot in.
Wow.
It's called Bum Alley because it's nothing but like bums and homeless people. So we used to go down there and just like, what's when we was kids, go down there and mess with the bums. They used to chase us and stuff like that. So yeah.
Leave them people in Bum Alley alone.
Yeah,
Bum Alley.
Bro, you come a long way. I'm not getting in your pockets. That's for y'all to do. But you come a long way, man. And I've watched you grow, and I can't be proud of you. You watched us grow.
Yeah.
So we kind of ride this wave together. But talk about putting this film together and some of the inspirations you find when you do it, because you know a lot of the talent you bring in. I know when you first came, you talked about paying the talent in chicken and weed.
Yeah,
you know, this is years ago when we first came on.
Still didn't change.
I don't smoke and I don't eat chicken, so I don't know about it.
But when you sit down, you know, I believe your wife worked you. Oh, Mike, that's you. Then that shit off. All right, cool. You edit. When you Full X Films, a family affair, your son's in all the films, your wife's big part of it. When you sit down and put these things together, what goes through your mind? Is it all experience? Could you just like watch something or somebody call you on the phone, yo Juan, I'm going through this, and pluck something out? Talk about that creativity.
I think it's a little bit of both. With Infinity, I think it was more like he said, right? Like us as kids, we would look at the people that pick up bottles, and then we always, like in my head, I'm always thinking, I'm like, what are they doing? I know they wake up early, you know, for like, we all think they're just bums, you know, what these guys doing? Why is he up so early? Like, what is he really doing? What is she doing? Like, I when I go to Cropsey Avenue where my wife work, and I see a lot of Asians, and I'm looking at them, they're just picking up bottles.
Yeah.
And then I'm in Brownsville, you know, particularly where he's from, I'm seeing them doing the same, but, you know, they all look different, but at the end of the day, it comes down to one denominator. They're going to return the bottles to get money. So I was thinking about that, and I also was thinking about, can there be a person who really want to do something, they have the talent, but because of circumstances, they can't get out and let the world see their talent.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, it's based on a true story, but, you know, you give it the little seasoning.
Of course.
You know, but it's still based on this, you know, I went to school with this kid. And actually, I saw him. I was on Pickens Avenue, right? And then I saw him. I made a turn. I'm like, oh, shoot. What this dude doing? He had a dog. And he had a
shopping cart.
And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And I knew another dude, though, not him, that sings. But then I know the other kid that raps. And they were all from the same community. And then, you know, like an artist, man, it just come to you. Put it together.
Right.
But then I had linked up with Wavy. And then I couldn't think of nobody else, you know what I'm saying, like to bring that. Like, I know he had the big beard. I know it was an easy thing, and then the wardrobe, everything, you know, and I'm like,
yeah, like Josh, you could have played the role too, you're saying?
Played the role. All you had to do was, yo, Josh, you are.
I'm here.
Yeah, so Wavy have this thing. Like, I knew I could have got it out of him. He, mm-hmm. As you know, if you see him on the gram, he's big with the social media.
Right.
You know, he has a lot of comedy things, but I know I could have got him to play that deep thing, because when I told him, yo, bro, I ain't got no budget, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go get these clothes, and one day I saw him, he already had the wardrobe.
Wow.
His pants is ripped. I'm like, oh, shoot, this guy's in character, so
it's good. Again, we're talking to Ron Flavicel, Wavy from the new movie Infinity. Go right now on Tubi, go check him out, go check this film out, you get something from it. Wavy, again, someone like yourself, when a guy like Juan, you know, steps to you about, hey, listen, I have this role, and you was already in character, how do you kind of play off each other? Because I know, like, he's the director and writer, but nevertheless, it's got to be a quality relationship between director and star. How does that dynamic work for you in this film? How did you kind of play off him, kind of read his style, and vice versa?
Well, Juan is, like, an amazing dude, so I got, like, so much respect and everything for Juan. So like, no matter what he say,
look,
you know, as long as I agree with it, but he don't got no never bad energy or blood or anything. So like, I just trust him. You know, he picked me for this role. We talked on it, and it was something different for me. Like he said, because I always do like comedy, so it was like real different for me. Something I could really show to people. Like, y'all could act too, you know. And even with that film, I don't feel like I know I didn't give him my all. So I'm kinda,
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset. Like, damn, I wish I put more into it, but, you know, we
I couldn't tell.
No, modest. Modest.
For real,
modest,
no, for real, though. For real. I ain't going to lie. I didn't take it as serious as I should have, you know?
Yeah.
But why, though? Like, what? Yeah. Now you look at it hindsight. Think about during it. What was stopping you from going and being as serious as you think you could have been now?
To be honest, I don't really have the answer for that. I don't know. It was just like, around that time, like he said, I got like a lot of social media following and stuff like that. So it was like, it wasn't nothing big like that as it is now. As I see it now, like, yo, this joint is everywhere. People talking about it and stuff like that. It was just like another job real quick. Do this real quick. Boom. Then on to the next. It wasn't, you know, I didn't think of this like people would look at this and be like, yo, wow, like you did your thing. Like, you know, it was just like another job to me. Like, I guess I don't give myself enough credit when it comes to things and just be like, all right, on to the next. All right, let me kill that.
That's
real
the
fast,
quality of
next.
Somebody who does their work well. They don't worry about the accolade because they just grind.
Yeah, it's just
enjoy the journey.
Exactly.
Enjoy the
exactly.
journey.
Let me jump on that too.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I told Wavy about it, he's like, I got you. I'm thinking, because, you know, when you reach a certain status with the, how you call you guys again?
Influencer. Creator.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, because I deal with a couple of them, because their head kind of get big sometimes. So I'm thinking.
Don't mention no names, please.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's going to come on set late, right. You know, typical, but.
I like green M&M's, right?
Yeah, this guy's on set before me. Every single scene, I swear, I kid you not. He was always on set way before me. Text me, where you at? And me, I'm packing the gears. I'm like, So I don't want to hear you ain't give it your all. The thing is, now you watch it, you're going to like, damn, I could have did this better.
Right.
Or I could have did, because we all going to critique ourselves as artists. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, we do something, we knock it out, but the next time you're going to like, damn, I could do this, I could do that. Me, I'm satisfied.
Right.
You know, Hector McCoy, I feel he was the best villain. You know, like, he gave it. Like, you felt him. You know, because a lot of people hate him. Like, they hit me, yo, I hate that dude, bro. Like, well, I guess he did his job.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And then with him, they're like, yo, that bum, dude, I know him, but I don't even do that thing. You know, they're like, I'm not, he's not really a bum. He's an influencer. That's wavy. Yeah. So they're like, nah, you went left on this one. This is totally different. I'm like,
well, he went from ashy to classy.
Yeah, right?
And you got to go watch the film. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll keep this conversation going. I kind of want to dive into just the prep part, and then Wavy mentioned about you got bread now with fake rain, like, you know, making it rain. Going to take a quick break. One post cell, Wavy. The movie is Infinity. Come on back. Nafi Lounge.
Reverse it, we don't need to stop here, no need for a permit. Heard your man's a pagan, I can be your main one. I'm the one you're craving, you're just trying to brave it. Watch me get behind, I control it like I'm draking. Watch me get behind, I control it like I'm draking. Hey, yeah, turn up with the G's at the party. See me go out safari. You know I'm looking at you, mommy. Catch me on a wave, tsunami. Trendsetter, girl, you got techers. Breaking all the records, had me falling in a second. I see you go low, low, low for the camera. Hey, go low, low, low for the camera. Go, go low, low, low for the camera. Go low, low, low for the camera. Girl, I like the way you pose. I need one of those. Go and do the most, darling, mommy, get close. Close. Turn up with the G's at the party. See me go out safari. You know I'm looking at you, mommy. On a wave, tsunami. Turn up with the G's at the party. See me go out safari. You know I'm looking at you, mommy. Yeah.
mirarte soy tu preso. Dame un poquito ahí, déjame tenerte ahí. Tu movimiento no tiene precio, con solo mirarte soy tu preso. Turn up with the G's at the party, see me go out safari. You know I'm looking at you, mommy. Catch me on a wave, tsunami. Turn up with the G's at the party, see me go out safari. You know I'm looking at you, mommy. Catch me on a wave, tsunami. Freestyle, freestyle, dale go, freestyle, freestyle, do the most, hey, freestyle, freestyle, dale go, freestyle, freestyle, do the most, hey.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Just Classic Man from 950 Lounge. You're tuning into the best radio shows in the world.
We're back on the ride, 950 Lounge, still joined by the stars of Infinity, Juan Florisal, Wavy, who plays the star, Andrew. Again, the film is right now on Tubi. Go download it on your phones, devices, whatever. Tubi's everywhere. Juan, I want to kind of go into, like, again, you know, in this day and age, and Wavy, again, is an influencer. In this day and age, the golden age of the independent, even with our show, right? Mm-hmm. How we kind of started out just creating, for, you know, for social media and YouTube, and then grow the networks.
Yeah.
As you see the game going on, right, you're somebody who's invested. I know you very well. You invested. And I was looking for Rollo, because normally Rollo walk in here with the diamonds. But
he just hit me, too, man. He had gotten an accident at the job, so he couldn't make it.
Right.
But he told me to shout you out, so Rollo,
salute
we got
to
you.
Rollo, no salute. Doubt. That brother gets it in. But from a standpoint of watching all these other people that come up in the game now, who don't put the work in, don't put the sacrifice, don't put the money, does it bother you? Or is it something that you kind of look at and go, you know what, that's just their thing. I'm gonna continue to do the right things and continue my journey. Or is it like, you know what, people call themselves film producers and film directors, and they, and you know they don't put in half the work or time you do. Does it bother you because as an independent, you're kind of all thrown in one box?
Yes. You're right. And it's funny, we were just talking about that, like, on the way here. Because I happen to be around a lot of independent filmmakers like myself. And, you know, first thing, hey, Juan. I got this movie I want to do. I've been doing movies for 15 years. Like, word, all right, cool. Where can I watch your movie at? Oh, well, you know, I'm getting it together. Oh, so you got nothing out. So it's like, and then when you sit with them, it's another story. They tell you, they want to do this. He had a car crash. Boom, 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 hit the ocean. Like, wow, all these scenes? So what's the budget? Oh, well, you know, holler at my man here. Bruh.
Yeah.
The thing is, me as an artist, I always write based on my resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I go a little beyond it because obviously we want to step up each time.
Right.
But at the end of the day, just like my Instagram says, get it done. You know, no matter what, get it done. Because a lot of people talk, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, but they don't do it.
Yeah.
So it's like an artist who doesn't put out their stuff. So it never gets seen. So, like you, like, every time I come to your show, you stepping up to something else.
It's our show. I don't want them to get mad at me. But, yeah. Thank you.
Finally, for once, right? For once.
Nah. The team.
The team, baby. The team. But every time I come, it's always, you know, always to the next.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm on this. I'm CBL. You here. You there. You everywhere.
Well, I can't get that's why I think we get along because we're in different lanes, but we have the same synergies. I know you've invested. Again, you're a husband, a father, and we've had the conversation. You put it in. You ain't got to say it. I'll say it for you. So the work is definitely there. The passion and love for this art form is definitely there. I remember you even in one of my previous business stops, you did radio advertising. And you even said, yo, I don't really have it, but I want this thing to work. So I understand that because we do the same thing here with 950. But it's just there is a situation, a mindset with people where everybody wants the touch. Like the screw face comment, right? Everybody want heaven, but nobody want dead, right?
The end result.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Say that again.
Everybody wants heaven, but nobody wants to be dead. So everybody wants the heaven, the greatness, but nobody wants to get to that point or the grind. It's almost like they don't want to put the work in, but everybody wants to be a star.
Yep.
Just similar to what you do, Wavy, everybody wants to be influencers. Oh, I can do that. I can. Yeah. I got a $1,000 cell phone. But they don't put the work in. They don't put the strategic in. They don't know the algorithm, the SEO. They're not students of the game.
Yeah. And a lot of times people see what you do. To them, you just came out of nowhere, but not knowing, like, yo, I've been doing videos since 2012. Video, I ain't start getting out there until 2018. So imagine if I would have gave up, or let me just give a year, or this and that. Now you got to put that time in. So people just look at the outside and just thinking it's all glory, but when they get into it, like, damn, this ain't easy.
Same question to you, Wade, but do you kind of look at it from your standpoint as well?
I was just about to piggyback off that.
Yes, please.
So it's funny with that, right? I ain't gonna lie, you know, as creators, it's a lot of times I'll look at other people and I'm like, yo, they're not even funny. Why they getting all these views? Why they getting so much comments? Why they this and that, this and that? Damn, what about the video I just did? What's not getting that much love? It's better than theirs. But, you know, a lot of times we get to that place, but we realize, like, I ain't gonna lie, it was a time where I was doing that for like about a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, looking at other people's pages all day, getting mad, getting jealous. But I'm not putting that time in, same work into myself because I'm busy watching everybody else.
Worried about everything.
So after a while, I was like, yo, I just got to focus on myself and just do what I do. You know what I mean? I can't control what's going on around me. I can't waste time. I can't let up because while I'm sitting here watching their page, they making another video.
Yeah.
And they ain't there. I'm sure they're not watching my page. You know what I mean? So let me just focus on myself.
I'll share, you know, before you go in step, I'll share with me, like, I don't look at independent media. I enjoy the art form. Right?
Uh-huh.
I watch more YouTube just interviews because I enjoy the art form. I'm always trying to learn. I don't get jealous of anybody. I get motivated. I motivate myself when I see people. So like, there's a young brother that's doing some things and he just got hooked up with Roland Martin. Right? And I motivate off of that. Like,
yeah.
Wow, okay. You know, we're starting, Backstage has a network and doing some things now. I'm adding a sports component.
Oh, nice.
So it's motivation. It's never about jealousy for me.
Okay.
I know people kind of, that could be a two-edged sword between jealousy and motivation. But for me, it's always about, okay, how can I get better? How can we get better? You know, because, you know, when you're dealing with personalities, which everybody has a personality.
Yeah,
it doesn't. They don't always think the same way. But long as you know, we got to take different roads. As long as we at the same location, then we're okay. Guys, you want to jump?
So I'm just curious because there's certain labels that you know, film directors, actors, actresses get. Like you have a person like Jim Carrey, right? Jim Carrey is the funny guy, and every movie that comes out is majority a funny Jim Carrey movie, right? Mm-hmm. Are you guys ever worried about being labeled in a certain category? Like, for instance, Stephen King is all horror, you know? And then, like I was saying, you know, Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, they're all, you know, a certain label. And then when they go to play another role and it's serious, you're like, woo, is this weird?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, are you afraid of being labeled a certain way? Or are you willing to adapt to a different scenario?
With me, actually, like, I'll be honest with you. Like, when I'm in East New York, my town, and Canarsie, they're like, oh, that Love is Blind guy.
Mm-hmm.
So some people... I'm stuck with Love is Blind because that was, I had a web series called Love is Blind, and some people just, that's their thing, you know, Love is Blind.
Because
I'm married to a Pakistani girl, I'm from Haiti, you know, I got biracial kids, and I had a show called Love is Blind, a little hit show on YouTube.
Very good show.
And we did the movie, which was doing good on Tubi as well. But anyway, it's like, but I do different things though. Like, when you watch The Consequence, it's about a Haitian farmer from Haiti, you know, who has the opportunity to come to America. And then when you watch, you go back to my catalog, Hope of Brooklyn Story, it's about a real estate guy and got friends and they drug dealers. So every movie's a different.
Okay.
Like, they're different. So, but I don't know. Whatever they like, they like. But at the end of the day, I'm going to just keep, I like doing different things, though.
Oh, okay.
So why the name Infinity? Because I know you. Mm-hmm. You are, and sorry, Kev, you're not that much. He's actually surgical with how he puts things together.
Thank
as
you,
we've
Justin.
Seen. Like he says, go back in my category, in my catalog and see what I have.
Mm-hmm.
So why the name Infinity for this one, knowing what the word infinity means, you know, forever?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was, I was thinking of something like a one word. for this movie. One, and two, the person that actually sing the song, which Wavy is
playing,
doing the song, portraying the song,
right.
Keeping on the low. Right. So uh-huh. We had him do the you know, the voiceover.
The voiceovers?
Yeah. So that artist's name is Infinity.
Okay.
And then I wanted one name, and I just wanted something like you just said. I wanted something to captivate this film where it's universal.
Gotcha.
Like, it's not pigeonholing one little. Like, I just wanted broad. Yeah. So it was like a mixture of everything. That's where the
See,
word
I would have said. I would have thought you would have said something like, "Oh, I did Infinity because of the symbol."
Oh, really? See, it's, everybody got their own. They choose.
He's a Star Trek fan.
No, it's just because it's symbol. Because, like I said, Infinity. When you look like it's like
keeps going, never ends.
Yeah. It just keeps going over and over.
Subjective.
I thought he did Infinity because he's gonna have Infinity One, and then there was gonna be Infinity Two, and then when him and be an Infinity web series maybe along with another Infinity.
You
never know what this guy does.
Never
and now he got Wavy running with him. Now he's like, okay, well. Building another team again.
No, Andrew could become Diddy or something and make it into a whole different thing. Again, we're talking to Juan Flavacel, Wavy from the hit film Infinity right now on Tubi. You got to go check the film out. Without giving away, I will say the metaphor of the film, and I think I told you this way when you walked in, it's about code. Code, right? Like, Andrew's walking in the neighborhood and people are like, yo, you don't have to do this. You know, your father was a good dude. He was a stand-up dude. And there was a scene where you saw the change between, I won't mention the name, the change between Andrew's father and the villain and why he made that change.
Uh-huh.
Code, you know. Then it comes down to at the end when Andrew had to do what he had to do. Code, honor.
And you could tell, like, Andrew, no matter what, he's not street.
Right.
You know, he's in tune with the street because he's seen everything. He's in the street. He's homeless. But he's not that type of guy who takes a gun and just going to shoot you.
Right.
Throughout the whole movie, even though you see him pick up the gun, but he's not
don't give
that
it away,
type
don't
of
give
character.
It away. But the thing about it, it's code, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And even in what it says, and it's kind of poetic for what we're going through with COVID and people having to, you know, with inflation and gas prices. Sometimes even at your worst hour, at the time where you got a reason to be angry.
Yeah.
If you just feel good and be positive about yourself, good things will happen. Mm. Pivot can always happen in life. We don't know when it's going to happen. Similar to Andrew, he didn't know when that pivot was going to happen. He maybe wasn't even thinking about the pivot, but he always stayed positive. Even the people that surrounded him, the people that shared the same streets with him, he was always that positive individual, and his pivot happened. And it's a lesson to that. I don't know if you was going for that, but certainly it was there. And
100%.
Well, I figured that. I wanted you to say that, though, because you don't give yourself enough credit. But, again, that pivot can happen if you keep a positive outside intake, even if things around you are dim and dark.
Yeah, even with Rain character, even just the name Rain, you know, it symbolized dark, trauma. He, you know what I mean? Like, he felt he got stabbed. And then in reality, you look at, dude, you was messed up too, but your dad took care of you. Like, this guy took you from the streets. Yeah, I'm talking about the villain in the movie, Hector McCoy.
Right, right.
So
I didn't want to say it, but
yeah,
go ahead.
But you know, it's like, you know, you're looking at good and evil in Infinity. If you look at it like you want to talk deep, like perspectively wise, it's really deep. But I didn't want to go too deep because, you know, it's still my most audience is, you know, my urban people. Not that they're not smart, but it's just my people, they see it. Oh, all right. I see the bad guy, I see the good guy.
But that's great. That's a great fit for your urban audience.
Yeah.
Because, again, a lot of us in that urban audience are going through.
Right.
So from a standpoint to say, well, wow, this guy can get up in the morning smiling, pushing a shopping cart, got a dog, you know, live under a bridge in bad weather and then go out and perform.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then what am I complaining about? And I think that metaphor
still have this guy that, you know, he's so upset with this guy, but he's still...
Because that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for the... And you put it in there a little bit like, okay, this would be... he's got to change now. Oh, no, he's got to change now. No, he's got... And it never happened. And obviously the good fortune. Again, we're talking to Juan Flavacel, Wavy, who plays the character Andrew, the movie's Infinity right now on Tubi. We got a few minutes left, bro. every time, you know, like I say, you give me a call, you know, you got a window here. What's the next step for FloWax Films? What are you doing now? Because you never rest. What's the next step?
Never, man. My most thing that I'm appreciative right now and for the past few years is the FloWax School and what it's doing in Haiti. It's
salute to you on that too, man. Yeah,
thanks. Haiti doesn't have a president, so when people ask me,
wait, you going back to run for president?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, oh,
Mike Clef?
I'm good. You know, I'm good. Listen, why not?
They just named the street after me, by the way, a street in all Haiti. FloWax Courtway.
That's fire.
I'm like, oh my god. But anyway, my whole thing is right. It doesn't have a president, so people would think, like, when I say I got this FloWax school in Haiti, that is being funded by the government, how we go to school here, we got free lunch and this and the third. This is mamas and papas in the deep in Haiti where it's like, it's rural.
Right.
It doesn't have like what we have over here. So it's functioning. Even though the regular schools is closed, it's still going on.
Salute so to you on that. Wow.
It's me, my uncle, and you'd be surprised what keeps it going. Like, wow. Something I could buy a little hoopty with, you know what I'm saying? It's basically paying teachers and keeping the lights on.
Wow.
So that's my most thing that I really appreciative. And then, you know, on another note, I got Life of a Zoe coming out, my next movie.
Okay.
That's a gangster flick. Okay. Totally different from Infinity.
It's already done, or you filming?
Totally different.
It's done. Oh, nice.
Yeah, this one is like
how many people die?
Oh, nah. This one is different. Bro.
Body count through the roof.
It's the Goodfellas.
The Wires meet Sopranos.
Yeah, but urban wise, it's the Goodfellas in 2022.
Got it.
Okay. So
got
it's one of those. It's called Life of a Zoe, and the word Zoe basically means Haitian, and that's in the flag too. Zoe, like it means bones.
But right. When you start promoting that, you got to come back.
Yeah, for sure.
Wavy, yes, what's new with you? What's going on? What people reach out to you and see what's happening in your game?
I just signed with a talent agency. Shout out to Guild Talent Group.
Okay.
You know.
Congratulations.
See where my career takes me with them. You know what I mean?
Cool.
I'm ready. I'm here. Just, you know, check me out.
And next time you come, bring a hat, brother.
Oh, I got you.
Bring
I got you.
Hat. Bring a hat. Right,
say that. Say that.
No hair, man.
I got you. I got you. I got you. I will.
Definitely need a hat.
Definitely.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm holding on to what I got. I'm good what I got.
And Steph wears ball caps, too.
Oh,
again,
shoot.
You catch the movie Infinity on Tubi. Go check it out. Spend your weekend. It's a great watch. Again, Juan Flavicel, Wavy from FloWax Films. Gentlemen, where can we reach out to you, social media?
You could just Google me, Wavy's World. That's Wavy with an E. Waveys World.
Very simple. Juan?
Juan Lee 101, like Bruce Lee. Juan Lee.
Continue blessing success, my brothers. We appreciate it again.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning into the best human radio day, Nafi Lounge. Again, every day, catch this show on your various networks, wherever you're going to catch it at. But again, thank you for your time. As I always say, it's our house, but you always got a seat. Peace and God bless. See you tomorrow.